Now, Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
An anti-asylum seeker protest outside Finglas Garda station last night is covered in the Irish Times and the Irish Examiner. The Irish Times reports that Gardaí changed their tactics for policing such protests. They had vans with public order Gardaí outside the station in view of the protesters. The paper says this was intended to dissuade any would-be troublemakers. While Alison O'Reilly and Cormac O'Keefe reporting in the Examiner say that hundreds of protesters filled the main road into Finglas, blocking traffic. They write that one protester had a sign with a Nazi swastika on it and that motorists who complained to the protesters were abused. One man told them that he needed to bring his wife to hospital and he was called fat and told you're either with us or you're against us. Another driver said she was late for work and protesters shouted an offensive sexual term at her. While yesterday's news was all about the €50 that householders were going to get back from the ESB, today's Irish Independent says the refund is not going to run smoothly. The ESB doesn't want to pay it out of its own coffers, but rather gather it from big business customers, and that's going to take time. Minister Eamon Ryan says the ESB will have to pay up from its own funds, and quickly. Eamon Ryan is featured elsewhere in the Irish Independent this morning talking about roads. He's quoted as saying that the Galway Ring Road won't go ahead because it doesn't help meet national climate targets. While he's quoted in the Irish Examiner saying the Castlemartyr bypass in Cork will go ahead and soon. This is because the government wants to bypass market towns and make them more people friendly by taking out traffic congestion. The war in Ukraine comes to us through two Ukrainian children in the Irish Independent. On the front page is a photo of a little six-year-old girl carrying three teddies and wearing a bulletproof vest and helmet. She's being evacuated from the frontline city of Bakhmut. While inside the Independent is a picture of a 13-year-old Ukrainian boy in his new home in Ballybunion. He's holding a jar with a piece of shrapnel in it. The piece was removed from his body after he dived over one of his friends to save his life during a Russian missile strike. A victim impact statement is reported on in the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Examiner, but not in detail. It follows the conviction of an army officer for sexual assault on a female colleague in 2020. She gave her victim impact statement to a court-martial yesterday, wiping away tears as she did so. According to the Examiner, the military judge said reporters couldn't report on the content of the statement so as not to cause more trauma to the victim. And the most irritating or amusing photos in the papers today appear in the Gloss magazine in the Irish Times. Irritating or amusing depending on your attitude to housework. It's a photo spread illustrating an article about so-called cleanfluencers on Instagram. The photos show a female model dusting, ironing and hoovering while holding a baby. However, she looks like she's about to go on a night out. Her hair and makeup are perfect and she's wearing a variety of beautiful dresses and high heels while doing the housework. She's even shown cleaning the windows wearing pearls.